Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ, and it's finally time for more Power Pop. The very first two episodes of the podcast were devoted to sort of a history of Power Pop and then playing a lot of my favorite Power Pop songs, and then I did another episode of more Power Pop. That was episode number 32, and I'm finally getting around to playing more Power Pop because I do have a lot more. I spent a long time put a lot of effort into collecting all of this stuff, and there are still a lot of great songs by great bands that I've yet to play. So this is going to be the fourth installment of Power Pop. Now, when I refer to Power Pop, I'm talking about mostly late 70s, early 80s, sort of post-punk music, very 60s influenced a lot of the time, but filtered through the punk rock sound, some of it veering towards new wave, but it's usually just very up-tempo, very hooky, catchy stuff. Let's kick things off with a band called Sneakers. This band was made up of Mitch Easter, Chris Stamey, and Will Rigby. And they released a self-titled EP in 1976 and another EP called In the Red in 1978. And Mitch Easter would later go on to form Let's Active and produce the first two REM records, among others. And Chris Stamey and Will Rigby would go on to form legendary power pop band The DBs, who were played on an earlier episode. This is a song by Sneakers from their 1976 EP called Ruby. Up next is a band called The Scruffs. They formed in Memphis in 1975, formed by singer-guitarist Steven Burns, recorded their first legendary album at Ardent Studios in 1977. The album was called Wanna Meet the Scruffs, released by Power Play Records. It's a rare album, and this is a song from that record called Break the Ice. Next up is a band called The Toms. Tom Morolda played all of the instruments on the 1979 self-titled album by The Toms. He recorded it himself, supposedly in 3 days, in his home studio. The album is very rare, but it was reissued with much fanfare by Not Lame Records in 1997. This is a song from that first album by The Toms called I Did the Wrong Thing. The Pleasers formed in London in 1977, and this is a great example of a very 60s Beatles-influenced power pop band. Their first single was produced by former assistant to George Martin, Ron Richards, and some later recordings were produced by Tommy Boyce. The band released six singles between 77 and 78, but never a full-length album, although there was a CD compilation called Thames Beat that came out in 1996. I'm going to play you a song from their last single from 1978 by The Pleasers called You Don't Know. Don't know much about this next band, Yankee Rose, except they were from Southern California. The record came out in 1980, and it's very rare. This is a song by Yankee Rose called I'm Gonna Lose.
I'm gonna lose.
This next one is just one of those records that I came across in a record store, and it looked like power pop, so I bought it, and it was power pop. It's a band called The Smashers, or just Smashers. The album was released in 1981 by an Atlanta label called Cat Family Records. That's Cat with a K. I guess the label was affiliated with CBS. It's a really good album. Check it out. This is a great song by Smashers called I Needed That. Pete Zulu was the original singer of a snarky British punk band called the Toy Dolls, but he left after a few gigs to form his own band, which he called Zulu and the Heartaches. And that band released one album, Fishing for the Rhythm Fish, in 1982. This is an awesome song by Zulu and the Heartaches called Listen.
Looking back now, come and play. You just see. say. I just wanna heal a day. You miss me today.
As the story goes, the Boston band, The Real Kids, they put out an amazing, legendary self-titled album in 1978, but it went nowhere at the time, and the band fizzled out, and frontman John Felice ended up moving to New York, found himself roadieing for the Ramones for a while. Eventually, he moved back to Boston, formed a new band called The Taxi Boys, and The Taxi Boys released two EPs, both in 1981, and then Felice went on to reactivate The Real Kids. But here's a song from the Taxi Boys 1981 EP released by Bomp Records called Bad to Worse.
You got me where you want me, girl. You're looking good since you put me down. I'm gonna try and turn it around. I had enough. No more looking up. Yeah, yeah, you laugh and you know it hurts. You watched our love go from bad to worse. Going thinking you got me beat. But look out, girl, cause I'm back.
There was another band called The Jets, which featured the future Graham Elvis of the Elvis Brothers, and they released a single on Twin Tone Records. But this band I'm going to play called The Jets, this was a UK band. They released one single, that's it, on Decca Records in 1979, but it is a classic power pop punky song called Tearaway by The Jets.
Someone leaving it all behind. He's on your heels.
The Rubinoos were a California power pop band. They released two albums on Berserkly Records in 77 and 79, but I'm going to play a song from a CD that came out in 1993 called The Basement Tapes, which was mostly made up, I guess, of songs that were demoed for an unreleased third album around 1980 or so. This is a great song by the Rubinoos called Hurts Too Much. The Crayolas, with a K, were a power pop band from San Antonio, Texas. They call themselves the Tex-Mex Beatles. They formed in 1975, formed by two brothers, Hector and David Saldana. They released two singles on their own label in 1977, and then a full-length album came out in 1982, which was called Colored Music, colored with a K. Here's a song from that record, the last song on the album, a song called All of the Time by the Crayolas.
We'll be right back.
The Late Show formed in Indianapolis in 1972, but they moved to New York City in 1974, where they recorded some demos with Jack Douglas producing, and apparently, supposedly, they turned down a bunch of record deals, waiting for just the right one, but it never came. So they eventually ended up back in Indianapolis, where they recorded an album they called Portable Pop. It was released by a small label called Rave Records in 1980. Really rare album, but you can hear the whole thing on Bandcamp.com. This is a song by The Late Show called Look Who's Laughing Now. I don't know much about this next band, Wize, W-I-Z-E, except they were from New York, and they released a self-titled album in 1980 on a label called Beckett Records. It's a great power pop song by Wize called Darling, I Need Your Love.
Wanna see ya.
The Blazers were a power pop band from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, fronted by a guy named Rick Miller, who would later rechristen himself Rick Rock, and then Parthenon Huxley, and then P. Hux. The Blazers released one album in 1980. It was produced by Don Dixon, best known for later co-producing the first two R.E.M. records with Mitch Easter. Mitch Easter's band Sneakers kicked off the episode. And Don Dixon also produced the Smithereens, several records for the Smithereens, I believe. The Blazers album was called How to Rock, 10 Easy Lessons. And this is a very cool song from that record by the Blazers called Don't Worry About It Now. Tweeds were a Boston band. They put out four EPs between 77 and 82, but never a full-length album. I'm going to play the first song from the last EP. EP was called Music for Car Radios, came out in 82. This is a song by the Tweeds called We Ran Ourselves.
Times would show us what we could do.
The Pranks were a power pop band from Santa Barbara, California. They actually signed a record deal with Warner Brothers in 1979, recorded a bunch of demos, but nothing was ever released. And yet, I have a whole CD full of those demos by The Pranks. It's a great song, power pop classic, really, by The Pranks, called I Don't Want to Lose the Feeling.
I don't want to lose the feeling I get when I hold you in my arms. Cause I love you tonight. Early on, you walked in, and I said, here we go again. But then you smiled, and I knew that wasn't right. So I said, who are you? And a friend told me this is what you do. And then a feeling hit me about you, I knew it.
The Pinkies, P-I-N-K-E-E-S, were a British power pop band. They released one self-titled album on Creole Records in 1982. The band's single, Danger Games, actually went top 10, I guess, in the UK, and they appeared on Top of the Pops. Here's a song from the record by The Pinkies called Say What You're Thinking.
Just a single line. You know me and I'm a fool.
Justin Trouble was a big act in the New York City clubs in the early 80s. He had a single called Ponytail in 1981 and then released a full-length album on Casino Records in 1982. This is a song from that record by Justin Trouble called Missile. The Drivers were a British power pop band formed by Nick Van Eed, who would later go on to have a number one single called I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight with his next band, Cutting Crew. But before that, he put on an album with The Drivers in 1983 called Shortcuts. And this is a great song from that record called Tears on Your Anorak.
Boy meets girl meets new temptation, go. I demand an explanation, but you keep a losing concentration, so. Thank you.
The Judies were a Texas band popular in Austin in the early 80s. They released a single, two EPs, and three albums between 1980 and 1990. I'm going to play you a song from their 1980 EP, which was called Wonderful World of Appliances. This is a song by the Judies called Radiation Squirm. The Wind were a power pop trio formed in Miami in 1981, but they soon moved to New York City, released an album in 1982 called Where It's At With The Wind. Two more albums came after that, but this is a song from the first album by The Wind called Wonder Track.
Yeah.
Bats were a power pop trio formed in New Haven, Connecticut in the early 80s. They were fronted by John Bryan, now most famous for his production work and film scores. The Bats released a cool single in 1980 called Pop Gun, and then a full-length record in 1982 called How Pop Can You Get. Here's the title track by the Bats. The Moberlys were a power pop band from Seattle, fronted by Jim Bassnight, and they released a legendary self-titled album on Safety First Records in 1980. And in 1984, there was an EP which was called Jim Bassnight and the Moberlys, and this is a song from that 1984 EP called I Want to Be Yours.
I'm losing my mind, hey, losing everything I had. I don't give a dime, I don't give a damn, hey, I don't give it away for less. But I'm so happy I'm running with you, with just a couple of children. So here I am, baby, I wanna be yours tonight. I wanna be yours tonight. So down, I'm getting so really down. Well, I just can't take it, but well, I wouldn't quit. I just have to fit, but be there. When morning comes round, well, I couldn't quit or leave you alone. We'll have a place that you could call your own. So here I am, baby, I wanna be yours tonight. I wanna be yours tonight. So let me rock with you, talk with you. Thank you.
Yanks were a power pop band from San Francisco. They released two EPs and then a full-length album in 1984, which was called Tell Me No Lies. And this is a song by that record by the Yanks called Reason to Try. The Crime were a power pop band from Memphis, Tennessee. They released one 6-song EP called Crash City USA in 1985. And this is a killer song from that EP by The Crime called Mad About You.
You're mad about something.
The Sex Clark Five were an indie rock band from Huntsville, Alabama. They've released several oddball albums, including 1987's Strum and Drum. But this song is from their debut EP from 1985. The EP was called Nita Grew Up Last Night. This is a song by the Sex Clark Five, pure power pop, called I Want You Mine. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a song by a band called The Infidels. They formed in 1982 in Middlesex, Pennsylvania, released a single called Mad About the Girl in 1985, and then an EP called The Infidels Times 4 in 1986. And then there was a full-length album in 1988. But this song I'm going to play you here at the end of the show is the first song from that 1986 EP by The Infidels. Great song called Take One More Look. Till next time. Surprise.
be back.